Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Ignacio Blanco, MD, PhD, about the European Commission's July 2025 conditional marketing authorization of mirdametinib for the treatment of adult and pediatric patients at least 2 years of age with symptomatic inoperable plexiform neurofibromas in the context of neurofibromatosis type 1. What is the significance of the European Commission's conditional marketing authorization for mirdametinib for this patient population?
Okay, so the Europeans, this is a great achievement because so far we had no treatment for patients with plexiform neurofibromas, adult patients with plexiform neurofibromas in the context of NF1. There is a lot of adult patients with symptomatic plexiform neurofibroma where it's no possibility to offer anything. It's not operable. There is no response to chemotherapy. Radiotherapy is not useful. And for that, this population was hoping for a treatment. And this is a good achievement for them.
Now we can get a bit into the study from which this approval was based off of. So could you describe the patient population and sort of the overall design of this analysis?
Okay, the study that gave us the clue to approve this treatment was on a study, a well-performed study with adult and pediatric patients that were, all patients have plexiform neurofibroma that were not operable. And they received the treatment. The clinical trial was designed to identify the response, a clinical response and a radiological response. And the end of the results shows a very good clinical response with more or less, I will say, the 40 to 50% of the patients respond to the treatment. With, if I remember correctly, there were the maximum response reduction volume was a 41%, something like that. And also, all patients reported a better quality of life, less pain during this process. The only problem that I will say with this clinical trial that is understandable, we can understand this limitation of the trial because of it's a rare disease, is that was not a placebo control arm. They were all in treatment. And we have to compare with the classical databases that we have. But overall, there was a very good clinical response.
What was the adverse effect profile that was observed here?
As the clinicians say, there was a very common safety profile according with the treatment that we are giving. Most of the patients showed dermatological reactions that is very well known with MEK inhibitors. Also, they can have gastrointestinal symptoms and other symptoms, but we can say that in general, it's a safety treatment. There was not a lot of concern about the side effects that the patient
had. Based on all that we discussed here, what advice would you put forth to clinicians seeking to integrate this into their treatment paradigm?
The more important is to identify patients that have plexiform neurofibroma that cannot be resectable. And if this is the case, try to give the opportunity to receive the treatment. And I make that has to be well identified because if the plexiform neurofibroma is non-symptomatic or is operable, it's better to go to surgery. If these two conditions are down, then go to the medical treatment. I will say that this is a great opportunity for patients with NF1 because so far we have used this treatment for plexiform neurofibromas, but patients with NF1 has many other manifestations, clinical manifestations. And this opened the opportunity to look for responses for other manifestations like low-grade glioma and other tumor manifestations that patients have. Also, I'm aware that there are several clinical trials trying to see if the patients with cutaneous neurofibroma could respond to this treatment, though the treatment has a very safe profile. This is an open opportunity for patients with NF1.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.enclave.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Enclave is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at Enclave. On Facebook, like us at Enclave and follow our Enclave page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave on Air, please also consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air.